the top stories from ABC News. A 22-year-old man has been charged with committing a terrorist act and attempted murder in Sydney's southwest. He was charged after another man was stabbed at Minto yesterday afternoon. The victim is in a critical condition. The US President Barack Obama has used his weekly address to honour the victims of the September 11th attacks. Almost 3,000 people were killed when two passenger jets slammed into the Twin Towers 15 years ago. Mr. Obama also urged Americans to remain united in the face of terrorist attacks. Syrian rebels have cast doubt on a US-Russian agreement designed to establish a nationwide ceasefire from Tuesday, saying it's unlikely to hold. Violence has again escalated in the war-torn country, with airstrikes killing at least 25 people in the rebel-held city of Idlib. More than 290,000 people have died since the civil war began 5 years ago. And the Adelaide Crows remain in the AFL Premiership race after a thumping 62-point win over North Melbourne in their elimination final at the Adelaide Oval. Eddie Betts starred with 6 goals for the Crows. The one downside for Adelaide came when defender Kyle Hardigan was reported for tripping.